Ain't it?
No, oh, you thought I was going to play the clip. All right. Oh, what am I now?
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most retrospective podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys? How's your year been?
Pretty good, actually.
It's been okay. Yeah, could be worse.
Oh, no, it's been okay. Finn, we're done.
Yeah.
All right, yay!
Woo!
Good year in review, guys. Done.
Yep. How was your year?
How was your year?
It was cold, and it was warm, and then it was over.
It got cold, then it was warm, then it was rainy, then it was cold again. The end. What do you want?
But basically what this is it's part of our holiday spectacular that you guys have been listening to, and this is our year in review.
Ah!
Yeah, we're going to kind of just talk about the past year, like things like the rapture.
Yeah.
We all survived the rapture.
That was nice.
Was that May 21st?
Yeah, actually, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was supposed to be a second rapture in, like, October.
Oh, but, yeah.
But that one didn't get as much press.
I love...
I guess we missed it.
I love how much the news was on that old guy, like, the day after. They just... Everyone found him, like, hey.
Hey, what's up? Why are we still here? It's like...
What up, bro? You mad?
There was a... I was actually working one day when they were having the rapture, and I was
one day when they were having the rapture.
Yeah, just one of those rapture days, and I was talking with one of my server friends. I'm like, you know what? I kind of wish the rapture would come, because then all those assholes, you know, those upper middle class D-bags who keep trying to shove the religion down my throat, they're gone, and there's no one in their house anymore. So I call dibs.
I'm gonna live in this house and this house and that house down there.
This is Wednesday. Over there, that's Friday. Yep, that's my Friday house. It has a pool in the back. But we were egging God on to bring the rapture about.
Come on, bring the rapture.
Do whenever, it. Come at me, bro.
Whenever the pool gets dirty, just go to a new pool at a new house.
Well, why not?
I think you guys know why the rapture didn't happen. Is because about a day, maybe 2 days before the rapture, Macho Man Randy Savage stopped his own heart so he could go into heaven and elbow drop Jesus.
I remember a lot of pictures seeing that.
Because he died right before the rapture. Yeah. The rapture didn't happen. Coincidence? I think not.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. You've been bringing the rapture on people, and that has made me not happy at all.
No one's going to end the World Wrestling Federation.
I'm going to drop my elbow on you, yeah. And then me and Miss Elizabeth are going to go out into the sunset, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that cocksucker Hulk Hogan, yeah.
You guys do that really well.
Dude, I'm going to be Macho Man for Josh's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to get bound in holy matrimony today, yeah.
It'd be so funny if they had you marry him. you should get some sort of, like, certificate online.
You can become an ordained preacher. Online.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to see the union between Josh and Amy, yeah.
She's going to elbow drop his wallet.
He's elbow dropped his way into her heart, yeah.
Just, you keep saying elbow drop throughout the entire thing. We're gathered here in elbow dropping unity. Oh, yeah.
You may now elbow drop the bride, yeah.
You gotta have Josh listen to this and see if he approves. What if he's just like, yeah.
If he approves of my
Macho
Man voice.
This is amazing.
If you can marry him.
If I can marry him. Oh, my God.
Josh should give up everything in the wedding, like all control, just so you can marry them as Macho Man.
I told them I was going to show up with tassels with their wedding colors. And that works into our year in review because this has been months in the making that I've been trying to be Macho Man for their wedding. So we tied everything together. All right.
Nice.
They got engaged in what, July?
Podcast over.
So yeah. We're done. Yay.
This is all an elaborate setup for that.
Oh yeah.
No, but what we're gonna do is we just kind of brought in a little intro. We're gonna give away some awards. We have 10 awards to give away. And we're gonna talk about other stuff in between the awards, you know? We're not just slamming you with awards.
And then leaving.
Yeah.
This is not a run and gun. Or I guess it'd be pump gun and run in that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we start off and give our first three awards? How about that?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, first up, we're going to start with the Leroy Jenkins Memorial Award. If you remember, it's a memorial award because Leroy Jenkins did die in that raid. But it's for,
but at least he had fried chicken.
At least he had chicken, yeah. It is for the boneheaded move of the year. And this one was obvious. This one came to me right away. The boneheaded move of the year goes to Netflix for announcing Quickster and then killing it before it even launched.
Because yeah. We all knew that was a great idea.
Yeah. It, I mean, it was so dumb, too. Quickster. It just sounded like an offshoot Netflix or something.
I think I'm going to go ahead and drop a spoiler alert that next year's boneheaded of the year is going to Xbox for naming their system Xbox 720.
Oh, my goodness. So, that would be amazing.
I don't think they're going to name it the 720.
I hope not.
They're not going to name it the 720.
Did you see the code name for it? Loop. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of neat, the Xbox Loop.
I don't think so.
Xbox Spinner.
Xbox Spinner.
The Xbox Meat Spin.
But Quickster was just a... God damn it, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
And they lost... They single-handedly like helped their competition.
Yeah,
like places like Blockbuster.
Blockbuster
like,
came back out of nowhere.
They basically came back with a defibrillator. Like, hey, Quickster, clear.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Blockbuster seeing commercials again for like the rental service and all that shit online. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Redbox got started back up, and
yeah, everything was like, oh man, Netflix just completely fucked up. You know, it's like
a jack.
You know, it's like in sports when like. Like in my fantasy football league when I'm in the seventh place and I'm waiting to get into the playoff spot, but I can't do anything because if everybody wins and I win, I can't move up. But if someone fucks up, I'm golden.
There you go. You're just waiting for it. You're a vulture.
Yeah, they were just waiting for it. Netflix fucked up and hey, they got
Netflix
it. They
was
came back.
The top six spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they pretty much were. They were all six spots.
They were so powerful.
They were too big to fail.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just a lesson to be learned. Facebook.
Damn, you beat me to it. I was going to wait to say if you were just going to say
you got
to
stop waiting Facebook. For either me or Matt.
Well,
to...
I'm not going to interrupt you and
yeah,
be like.
Speaking
yeah.
of that, that's been a theme throughout the podcast in the past year.
So Andy's bonehead move of the year is not interrupting people.
No.
Oh, comedic gold. And he just ripped it out of my hands.
Yeah, well, Andy would be the funniest person on the podcast if you just interrupt us every now
I
and then.
I am polite. God damn it.
God damn it. All right, and the next award goes to, well, I should announce the award. How about that? The next award is the...
What? Why? Why?
...of the year award. And it goes to this. Yeah, this came out early in 2011. And it took the world by storm.
Yeah. It was, it was like about, I think, 3 weeks... for it to be the most disliked YouTube video over Baby
yeah.
by Justin Bieber. So,
was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had like 11 billion.
Well, and then the thing is they took it down and then re-uploaded it. So.
And then slowed down to like 2 billion and then...
Yeah, I mean right now this video has 242,000 dislikes.
Because they keep taking it off and re-uploading it.
Yeah. But. It's also the number 97th song on the YouTube 100.
Oh.
Well, what do you know?
Probably because it's most played.
Probably.
I love the death metal rooster cover.
Yes.
Sounds just like it.
I love the spoken word version. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
I had a Friday soundboard app on my phone. So I just play it all the time.
And the thing is, like, she made this video through a company. You pay, like, $1,000 to make a video.
It was, like, $2,000, and you got, like, three videos or something.
Yeah, and so that's where that random rapper came. That's the guy who owns the business.
Dude. Everyone just kept calling him Fat Usher.
Have you ever watched any of the other companies' videos on YouTube?
Yes.
They started putting up shit after Friday got big. They're all horrible.
Really?
They're all really, really bad.
Well, when I saw that.
And they all somehow have to do with days of the week. Like,
yeah.
One's like, it's Saturday night. Got a party to go to. I don't know. It's really bad.
When I saw that, like, I was actually mad. I was like, this bitch who can't do anything, can't sing at all, gets help from some rapper and like entrepreneur.
Fat Usher.
But, you know, people like me who do funny things online just for a kick can't get help from anybody. But this
got
bitch.
Help from Manny.
Well, from Manny, yeah. But, I mean, Manny's not giving me $1,000 to do this.
They didn't give her $1,000. Her parents paid $1,000.
Well, she probably got a bunch of money off it.
Oh, yeah, she's probably made some money.
She even had a billboard that was like, Friday, most watched video on YouTube. I'm like, that's not a good thing. Go look at the likes and dislikes.
Oh, yeah, it does have... Wait, what's this right under the views? What's that red bar?
This looks like a lightsaber. But, God, I mean... Oh, here it is.
Fat Usher.
Chilling in the front seat, in the back seat.
Yeah, he does look like Fat Usher.
Yep. He looks like a fat version of Usher.
I just...
Oh, and coincidentally, Usher is Justin Bieber's, like, butt buddy.
Butt buddy?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber has, like, some weird fascination with Usher.
Yeah, well, Usher was the one that, like, discovered him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, like, the Dr. Dre to Eminem.
Yeah, or the Eminem to 50 Cent, because Eminem discovered 50 Cent.
Yeah, but... All of them aren't, like, combined as fucking gay as Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the weekend. I'm just trying to make it to the end of the song.
I love the line where it's like, yesterday was Thursday. Yeah. Today it is Friday.
You know some guy, like, that guy's probably fucking writing this, like...
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday. Wait a second. Yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday. Yes, all right.
Oh, man. Day, Thursday, rhymes with Friday.
And yeah, then we can Saturday.
We can rhyme day with day throughout the entire song.
Sunday comes after words.
I'm a lyrical genius.
I'm the voice of a generation.
There's, like, no rhymes in that. I love how she says fun, like, 8 times in a row. At one point, she's like, fun, 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 looking forward to the weekend.
I hate that, like... Really? Fun, 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 fun? That's your chorus?
That was the
filler. God damn it. All right, so the final one for the first 3 set of awards here is the...
Hey, girl, hey!
Award presented by me. It is the Matt's...
Hey, girl, hey!
Award for the most female guest on the podcast.
I love that fucking sound clip, dude.
Hey, girl, hey!
Award is going to...
The award is going to... Camilla, for the most female guest on the podcast. Congratulations.
Woo.
Woo.
Close second was Andy.
Well, actually, I believe
Hey.
I believe Sam Hauser was giving him a run for his
money. He has longer hair.
Yeah. He does have longer hair. And a bigger vagina.
Yeah.
Plenty of salt to get in there.
Plenty of salt. Usually I hear sand in the vagina.
Did I not say sand?
No, you said salt.
Oh, shit. I meant to say sand. My apologies.
It makes it taste better. I mean, it sounds equally as bad.
Yeah. Salt in the vagina would just not be pleasant either.
No, it'd be like a pickle. So, back to things in the past year that we could talk about.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the snowpocalypse?
Yes.
About January? Was that January?
I believe so, yeah.
Because there was like 2. There was Snowpocalypse, and there was Snowpocalypse 2011.
Son of Snowpocalypse.
Yeah. Dude, fucking... I'm so sick of snow.
Really?
Yeah.
This year we staved it off long enough. I mean, the first snow was last night.
Yeah, this won't come out for a few weeks. So it was a few weeks ago that we had our first snow. But yeah, I mean, the past couple of years, there's been a ton of fucking snow. 2009, we had so much snow.
Oh, that was bad. That year made me want to buy a Subaru.
I mean, and then 2010, we didn't have, like, as much snow, like, total, but it fell in, like, 2 days. Like, all our snow fell in the, like, 2-day period.
Yeah, we only had 30 inches of snow, yeah. And it's this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it fell, like, in 15-inch increments.
Yeah.
It was like, here's your 30 inches of snow.
It's like God, like, oh, shit, I forgot Nebraska. There you go. Yeah,
we'll just give them all this, see how they do.
We gotta catch up.
You guys didn't get your allotted snow for this year. I forgot about it. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm just fucking snowpocalypse.
Yeah, I was surprised that we staved it off this long.
Yeah, this year.
When was the very first one of this one? Wasn't it like... October?
No.
It was November 2nd or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It snowed and then it melted in like an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one last year was October 9th, which was my birthday.
You know what I love about Nebraska and snow?
What?
Just the stupid people that come out and drive when it's snowing.
Like, people who live here their entire life forget how to drive in the snow over the spring and summer and fall when it doesn't snow.
During the snowpocalypse, I was driving and I saw a truck flipped upside down off of like 180th and Q. And I was like looking about as because I was driving kind of slow. And I was looking about. I was like, how do you do this? How do you flip?
I don't even... What?
Like, what is this? I don't even...
It looked like a newer truck, I'd say, between 2005 and now. And it had to have four-wheel drive. All trucks have to have four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
How?
How?
Yeah. It just... It made no sense.
I love how people try to wave me down, like, when their car breaks down next to the road. Like,
hey!
I guess they don't know how bad my car is, but I drive a 1990 Toyota Camry, and I'm not going to pull you out from the side of the road at all. If I like somehow find a chain that'll hook my car up to yours, all we're going to do is have two cars stuck down there.
Yeah, we're going to have to find a chain and another person. We can hook my car to yours and then our cars to a semi-truck. Then we'll pull them both out because I'm going to get stuck.
So, I mean, if you want some company, yeah, I'll join you, but I'd rather not.
Hope you have some blankets stowed away in your car.
Or some frozen beer. Someone weighs me down, I stop, and then I just turn and drive down to their car. Hey, what's up? What do you want? Like,
that's as much help as I was going to be.
Intentionally get your car stuck. Like they're in a ditch, and you drive your car down into the ditch behind theirs. So like, looks like we're both stuck.
You know, if
I want to hang out.
If I had some money or like could afford tows, I would do that, I think. Just for
put
hilarity.
It on a 1990 Camry?
No, well, do that, but then purposely get stuck with other people.
If he could afford the tow, like, just drop by there. Hey, saw you were stuck, so I decided to do it too, so you didn't feel awkward.
How's it going? I'll help you wave people down if you want. Huh?
You just start getting people stuck when they try to help you. Just push their car back into the ditch.
When they like stop, I just sneak up and try to push their
when
car
they get
over.
Out, when you're like, hey, come help me with this chain, just go up around and push the car in.
Just pop it into neutral, shove it in.
Or be
now
like,
we're all stuck. Isn't this nice? Merry Christmas.
Or like as you get a group of people to help push it out and you're like, no, don't worry, I'll do the wheel, you know? Then as they're pushing you out, just crank the wheel back down to the ditch. Be like, that didn't feel right. We need to do that again. Another take. Cut.
Or just start going in reverse as they're pushing. But do it slow enough where you're
just kill
crawling.
All of them.
Well, no. If you do it slow enough, you wouldn't kill them.
But you just maim them.
Just don't take it out of park.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, it's in neutral.
Oh, wait, the parking brake's on.
Yeah, I should probably not stop for anyone.
That scenario got out of hand.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, that's another thing that we've done throughout the year. Just things just getting out of hand.
We talk, and then we think that's funny, and then we just keep building off of that. And it gets funnier, but it has nothing to do with anything.
One of my favorite random moments where we just kind of went off was when Andy was talking about the calendar man. And then he's talking, like, actually, like, talking about the calendar man, and Skylar and I are going back and forth naming holidays.
Like Cinco de Mayo.
Arbor Day.
Trico.
Boxing Day.
George Washington's birthday.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Dia de los Muertos. Flag Day.
The day after Valentine's Day. Cheap Chocolate Day.
Cheap Chocolate. Black Friday.
New Year's Day.
Columbus Day. New Year's Day. New Year's Day is like the worst day.
I took it off so that I can party.
Yeah, New Year's Eve is so much better than New Year's Day.
New Year's Eve is so overrated. I was doing New Year's Eve before you knew what it was.
Well, technically, yeah, because you were born before us.
New Year's Day is the day I like to call Skylar Goes to Shop at Kohl's Day.
Why
is that?
Because they have clothes off like 70% to 90%.
Really?
I had I got a $60 blazer like $2.
New Year's Day is a Sunday. That means we'll be doing a podcast.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Nice. I'm glad you asked that off. So then you come in on like,
I had to
most people like they drink a ton on New Year's Eve, so it's like here's to start your year off on a bad foot. Yeah. Wake up with the worst hangover you're gonna have all year.
I'm gonna write down all of these New Year's resolutions, and I'm gonna stick to them. about January 4th.
It's like
when I recover.
You were so drunk last night, you ate the sheet with all your New Year's resolutions on it.
How will I remember them? They're in me.
How about we give out some awards?
Yeah,
how about that?
Let's do it.
All right. Next up is the Douche of the Year Award. But we can't just give it to one person. We have to give it to the entire RIAA.
Nice. Who's sponsoring this award?
There is no sponsor for this award.
Got
it's
it.
Just the Douche of the Year Award. But I mean, we
how
can
about
throw
the situation.
There you go. I mean, we can throw sponsors on if we can.
There you go. The situation.
The cast of Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm. The people behind the SOPA bill.
RIAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, they win the award. They sponsor sponsoring. And the Douche of the Year Award goes to, oh, damn it, that's us.
Shit.
All right, let's just make this quick. I'd like to accept this award on behalf of the RIAA. We are incredibly douchey. Bye.
Sponsored by Facebook. You're sued, and we'll see you next week.
I believe that's, is that one of those represent shirts with an Atari controller on it? Yeah, Atari's trademark, sorry.
Deuces.
Oh, trademark. They even get themselves for it.
They just walk down the aisle, like, you get one. They're like, Oprah, you get one.
You get a
you
lawsuit.
You get one.
You get a lawsuit. And you get a lawsuit.
Like when they're giving their...
Everyone.
They're like, they're doing their award acceptance speech, and they're like, well, I mean, we won our own Douche of the Year Award. I mean, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts. Oh, fuck. Sued. Gotta sue myself. No wonder I'm such a douche.
Oh man, didn't we have a story about them like suing a dead lady or something?
No, they sued an old lady for someone getting on her Wi-Fi and downloading a movie.
No, I think there was a story though that the person was dead.
There was a dead person, and then they wanted to sue their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sued a blind guy.
They sued a blind guy for downloading porn. I think it was porn.
I think
it
right.
Sounds
because
nice.
It was something that didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It sounds nice.
It sounds nice.
Yeah. It has a really nice soundtrack, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's great.
Never.
Three hit porno.
Oh yeah, I'm about to elbow drop you into bliss. Yeah.
Randy Savage porn. Let's make it work.
God, I wish. That means he'd still be alive. I would watch Randy Savage porn if that meant he could come back.
You know it was not.
I would be in Randy Savage porn if that many.
You know it was not a pleasant one to watch was the China.
Oh.
I had to see it just to believe it.
I just had to.
She's like this dude.
I know.
I didn't know, but I was
she claimed that steroids gave her a penis. Yeah, actually, being born with a penis gives you a penis. Taking steroids doesn't actually.
But the video
give
was like
penis.
Her first anal, and I'm like, oh.
Yay.
Been waiting all year for this one.
All right, so now that we've gotten to China, that means it's time to move on. Next up is the Holy Crap No Way Award. Goes to the person that we were just like, holy crap, no way. And it goes to Elena Nightingale Dawson for going to labor during her bar exam, delivering the baby just after, and passing it.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
I'm pretty impressed.
That is impressive. She did.
We should get her phone. We should talk to her.
We should like look her up and be like, we've talked about you like 5-6 times on the podcast.
Because we're so impressed.
How you doing?
Could we have like a 3-minute interview with you? Because that's about how long it would go. Yeah. How did it feel going into labor? Bad? Oh, did you pass? Yeah? All right, later.
What was the hardest question while you were squirting that baby out?
Did you need a mop when you were done with the test?
Oh, my God.
Your water probably did break.
What's her name? I'm going to see if I can find
Elena
her phone
Nightingale.
Number.
Elena Nightingale Dawson.
Elena...
I just remember her middle name is Nightingale.
Yeah. I think you could probably look up Elena Dawson. And the last award that we're going to give in this chunk is the Fucked Up Name of the Year Award. As you all know, every time I do a news story, there's pretty much always a really messed up name in there.
But there was one that rose above the others.
And really, it was probably the first fucked up name. It goes to Toussaint Putty.
The guy who stole a pen.
And got charged for
grand theft. The pen of Rick Case. Still remember the guy who got his pen stolen.
And we never got a follow-up story about him, but
no,
feel bad.
You know, he was awaiting trial last time I saw. There might be a follow-up story now, though. We should look that up. And then we should do it on the first episode of 2012, so that when we do the fucked up name of the award next year, he will be on there again.
Yeah.
Toussaint Putty wins it 2 years in a row, yeah.
Nice! It'd be awesome if we had little trophies that we could actually mail to these people.
Oh, if only I'd gotten those trophies off of Craigslist.
That was like free, right before we started this podcast. Yeah. It was a Craigslist ad. It was like 100-something free trophies.
Yeah, we talked about it on episode 2, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. It was like 100 free trophies. And the guy was just giving them away and...
Didn't jump on it.
Well, I did. I emailed him, but it was gone. Like, he never responded to the email, but the ad was gone. And they take down the ad when they give them away or sell them, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
Man, that would have been great. We seriously could, like, send these people. Like, RIA gets one with, like, douche of the year chiseled into it.
This trophy is trademarked.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put a return address on there, you know. So they'd think they got, like, a bomb or something. They'd be like, oh, fuck that. Like, no, your award is just sitting outside.
Why would you squander that? That goes on the shelf?
Why? All right, guys. So what was one of your favorite stories throughout the year?
See, I was a big fan of the one that I posted about...
I was a big fan of everything I've done.
Yeah, the things I put up, those were really good.
They're probably the funniest.
That one Dickables afternoon, that was...
That was actually pretty damn funny.
Dickable afternoon.
Peppermint Dickables.
I think the Andy Rage most expensive dessert, that one was probably my favorite.
Really? That one was your favorite?
Yeah.
I thought one of my favorite ones was early on, the guy who had the truck with a bed in it. And put his name in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we got this from, actually.
I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. That's all I had to do. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
I remember it now. I repressed it.
Dang it. I meant that one. Matt, pick another.
Don't let him put it in my butt again.
I picked another.
What the hell was that from?
I don't remember what that was from. Some of these just kind of blur together.
On a random story, I guess not a random tangent, but...
No, we can't put up with random tangents on this show.
My parents, like, I came home one day and they're like, we listened to your podcast. Like, no, did you? And like...
We're kicking you out.
You're a little vulgar. Like, yeah? My mom's like, why?
What? Your mom's like,
what? Why?
And I was like,
why?
And then I was like, fuck that.
Fuck that, Mom. Man.
Man, it's my friends. I do what I want. I'm not going to put on a jacket. I'm totally taking this jacket off when we're around the corner. So, did you have a favorite story, Andy?
I do. There is a little glimmer of hope every time Half-Life is mentioned.
That was one of my favorite ones, is when I kept building up that Half-Life protest like it was something big. I'm like, fans are rabid outside of Valve's office. Two fans showed up.
I'm like, yeah? Yeah? Oh. You can even hear the excitement die in my voice in that, too.
Speaking of excitement, one of the things that got us excited is when you were talking about time splitters. We're both like,
And like the next 2 weeks, I was just like, hey, guys, time splitters. And that instantly stopped the Xbox 360 PS3 debates. You guys are like, oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Just be like,
Now they're off doing something else.
No, you know what's my favorite end to an Xbox 360 PS3 debate is when Skylar and I were arguing. And he was like, I bought a PS3 the day it came out, all in cash, so I look like a black guy. Ooh. So then, like, instead of us arguing, now Andy's just like, just throw something racist out there. Like, that ends it.
You know what I hate? Irishmen. Hmm. Yeah, there you go.
That's a preview.
Yeah, that's a preview. From this episode, it comes out in, 3 days? Yeah.
All right.
Is this really?
No, I mean, from this episode, that will come out in 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time paradox.
Yeah, time paradox. We're not totally recording this like 3 weeks in advance or anything like that.
Yeah.
We only do it because we're prepared.
Yeah, we're prepared.
In case like, we get snowed in and we can't get here.
That's another thing on the podcast that I haven't really mentioned, but Andy goes Batman on some things. Like, here's a good example. When I was telling him something about like what I do when I record, he's like, nice, yeah.
I like it.
And he just, you know, he just did it now when he goes, yeah, that means because we're prepared.
We're prepared.
I think it's because I use the Batman voice so much at work. I'll walk around and I'll be like, fruit salad. What are you doing?
What are you trying to get away?
You should start doing the Macho Man voice.
Fruit salad. Oh, yeah. Who needs a Sierra turkey?
Sierra turkey, yeah. Could I elbow drop some Sierra? Oh, that's going to ruin my voice.
I know, dude. I'm like trying not to cough after I do it. Yeah, you got to like hold it in your throat like you're smoking like a million marbles.
I find the Batman voice the easiest to do out of all my voice. I've lost my Asian voice, actually. It's a little harder to do nowadays.
Please don't.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like how it just sometimes just goes Batman. It's like, yeah, nice.
I like it.
What's our next award?
The next award is the Andy Rage of the Year Award.
Ooh, what's it going to be?
Where's it going?
It's going to Valve for their lack of information on Half-Life 3.
Nice.
I find it such a joke now that I can't rage about it. It you is such a joke.
It. I'll do it for you. What the fuck, Valve?
God!
Ah!
Wait.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Just gotta build it up. Build it up. Get the giggles out.
The fuck, Valve?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a random note, but I saw someone took a picture of someone wearing a Half-Life 3 shirt.
Probably made it themselves on Cafe Press.
Well, it was at a Valve like employee meeting.
They probably made it themselves on Cafe Press. Yeah. They're probably an employee going, pointing at his t-shirt like,
What are you guys thinking? Next project, maybe? Yeah.
This is about as real as the game.
How about this for a project?
What?
I have no idea where I'm going with that voice. But
on the back of the shirt, it should just have like Gabe Newell. Just have Gabe Newell naked that just says, suck it.
He's probably like Peter Griffin, though. He probably can't see anything. So it'd be safe for work.
That's like seeing Chester Cobblepot. You know what I mean? The guy who plays the Penguin. If you guys aren't that nerdy, I guess you have Arkham City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chester Cobblepot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next up is the Bro of the Year Award. Now, not necessarily a stereotypical bro. I know people might get this confused. Not like a bro that's gelling his hair and tanning.
GTL. Collar all the way popped.
GTL.
GTL.
Gym tan laundry.
That's right. This is the bro that's like someone in the media or with games that's just a cool person. You're like,
yo, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, this award is sponsored by Natty Ice and GameCube.
All right.
And Axe Body Spray.
And Miller High Life. Why not?
And Frolf.
Maybe a backpack full black dildos.
Ooh.
And brown flip-flops.
This award goes to Notch for being just so freaking cool.
He's always been like the coolest game designer I've ever seen.
And challenging Bethesda to that Quake off. That was just awesome.
I love how later he's just like, oh, yeah, they own id.
Oh, that's probably a bad idea.
Still, I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
He's stoned up, and then they're just like, no, that's stupid.
No, we're going to take it to court.
Yeah, like he still followed through with it, even though he was like, he did the, oh, shit.
He's like, oh, fuck, all right. Well, I can't go back now.
Yeah. That's what I don't like is when gaming companies take themselves so seriously. Just you sell video games. It's not that serious.
Yeah. Yeah, but the award goes to Notch for being just such a bro.
Yo, bro.
And having that really awkward commercial.
I like that commercial.
I liked it, but it was really awkward.
I love how at the end he's just like, that's my game.
Yep.
That's my game.
I made that.
That one went up on the fridge at home. Says it right there, Minecraft. Next up.
Things to do. Make Minecraft better. It's on my to-do list.
Add more blocks.
Add more blocks.
More blocks. Round the edges, and then it's X'd out.
The next award is Skylar's
Good
Thing Award.
Nice.
Skylar, do you want to present this one?
I would love to.
All right.
You know what? The best thing that's ever come out of this podcast is the way we've snowballed fans. So the good thing, or sorry, the
good
thing this year is you.
It's you, the listeners.
The listeners, guys. You're the ones. Because really, you make this podcast. Otherwise, it's Matt, Andy, and I hanging out in a basement talking into microphones for no reason.
Drinking cheap beer.
Yeah. That's really it. If we didn't have people to listen, We probably wouldn't have the initiative to do anything with a computer besides look up YouTube videos and maybe stream something.
Yeah, maybe stream something, but that, I mean, that's a stretch.
Yeah. So thank you, Three Hit Combo listeners / fans. I don't know. Do we have fans? Because I feel like people are listening to this like punishment.
We're going to walk down the street and be like, oh, it's you guys! Oh!
Three Hit Combo is the preferred method of torture in a lot of Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
Like Kuwait. That's why we had so many listeners in Kuwait.
No,
it's a preferred method of death as over lethal injections.
Yeah, or like a hat full of bees. but yeah, I know we made it sound really hammy, but yes, without you guys, we'd just be
hanging out.
Yeah, let's get married.
Just hanging out.
Let's get married, fans.
We're only a state away, and we can get married to everybody in Iowa.
Yeah. So I'll meet up in Iowa.
All right.
Like a pregnant like 60-year-old woman and like
oh no,
like a couple like scrawny like gamers that don't come out of their basement show up and like hey
fuck, so you serious about
everyone
this?
Said I was never gonna find someone to marry, but you guys offered.
Would you like to copulate with me?
My mom wrote me a blank check. I can only spend $1,000.
My
though.
Mom wrote my vows.
Now we're just bashing our fans.
That's right. I'm sure many of you are very beautiful.
And if so, we have an email.
Yeah, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Send us your nudes. Why not?
I mean, like face shots. We like face shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nudes. If Andy's just going to be all PC about it.
I am going to be PC about it because... what if we just lost some fans? You probably get a nude.
All right,
I'll take nudes if you're over 18.
Yeah,
and female. Sorry, you guys.
Sorry, fellas.
I mean, you could send them. I just
we got another Penn State going on in Matt's basement.
Yeah, you could send them. We're just gonna have like a template that'll just immediately put in the spam folder.
Yeah,
that looks it's like we made an MS art, and apparently, you know.
Yep, I Google know for Plus sure that's a penis. You're out.
Google Plus is just like, nope, no dongs.
We get like 4 pictures of dudes fruit basking it.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
That's the Batman.
Yeah, that's
sounded more like Batman. before we get to the last award, guys, I just have a question. So this soundboard thing I have, I don't know if you've heard of it. But
no,
I use it pretty liberally. What is your guys' favorite clips? You gotta have a favorite,
the the one where it's just like the yeah.
Oh yeah.
It goes with everything.
My
yeah, like I should have came down here. I'll accept nudes.
Probably my favorite is one of the newest ones that I helped upload. Scruffy believes in this company.
Scruffy believes in this company.
Exactly.
It goes with everything.
It really does. Just like, here we go.
So what about you, Matt?
What's your favorite clip?
Oh, man. You know, I really like this one because I played this probably the most.
Good.
It's probably one of my favorites.
I can't even remember what that story was. I just remember it was something like really stupid, and I was just like, good.
Well, I mean, if I think ahead here to real time when this episode comes out, people will know tomorrow where that came from in the Best Of episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Because that'll be in there. The origin of
good.
Also, the origin of
oh fuck,
which I lost my shit when you did.
I remember.
It was
that
all
one.
In the face though. Like yeah. you almost fell out of your chair. You were just like really.
I was taking a drink while you did it too, and I nearly spit it out.
He was like Rawful Cop.
I was like, and I had to drink it before I could laugh. But honestly, one of the best things, I like all my guns on here. Just for different stories, I just like to be, and they got shot at.
I love how you included all those when there was that 8 or 9 year old with the gun
on
Halloween.
I'm like, oh yeah, this is the street they were trick or treating on, so I mean, you can't really blame them.
Do you have any explosions on there?
Does he have explosions?
Do I have explosions?
Come on.
Do you got any women choking out midgets?
To the
sound. Close enough.
Close enough.
I'll take it.
All right.
No, but I mean, I got a bunch of stuff on here that I've never really used. Like I got this one that I should have used a bunch, but I rarely use.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Yeah, you use that once or twice.
Or,
hey, listen.
Mm-hmm. You use it for so many things, like when we're going off on a tangent.
Hey, listen, listen, listen.
Or, derp. Yeah, I got it on here. Or even, yeah, dude. But I mean, Geodude's like the worst Pokemon, so why would I even have that on there?
Metapod's the worst Pokemon.
Or Kakuna.
Kakuna's worse because Metapod at least evolves into something better.
I don't know. It depends on how you're training it.
Beedrill's pretty shit, though. He doesn't learn anything good.
He'll Beedrill in your mom.
Good.
Or, you know, I haven't used this.
That's the joke.
Or really this much.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, but that's in our transition.
Same with the hey, listen. You have those in like our big drops.
Yeah, that's true. I used to have this in drop.
Developers. He's so sweaty in that video.
I didn't realize he said it like that many times.
Yeah, he is so sweaty. He's just running around the stage and he's like hitting out.
Oh my god, it's
like all sweaty here.
Is he like a motivational speaker?
He's like the motivate, like Microsoft's own personal motivation speaker, but he just runs around the stage. He's like, developers, and he's just sweating. And
and of course, there's this one that I thought I would use because we ramble on so much, but the thing is, I'm always rambling with everybody, so I never remember to use it. But you know, it's just a hurry up sound effect, you know? You gotta go. What does it happen when you're under 100 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, those aren't seconds. It's ridiculous to think those are seconds. If you ever actually watch the clock, it starts at 300 and it's like 3299 88. It just jumps down, leaps and bounds.
What's our final award?
The final award is the three hit combo game of the year. And really, we all have our own opinions. I mean, we can't just choose one game of the year and be like, this is it.
This is America.
Accept it.
Good. Accept it. Good. All right. Andy, you want to start us off? We'll go alphabetically.
Ooh.
Mm. He's like, I just want to go last because mine's the best.
No. Like oh, mine's Sky. A big surprise.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be Cooking Mama.
Oh, I'm so good at that game.
There were actually a lot of good games this year, but I have to go with probably Uncharted.
Uncharted?
Yeah. Batman, very close second.
Well, you know, when you have villains like the Calendar Man.
And Lamp Boy.
Yeah, Lamp Boy.
Uncharted, just because the large amount of playability and depth in the single player and multiplayer.
Doorknob Woman. Yeah. I'm coming up with these by myself. Don't even
Christmas
have a
Christmas Light Strangler. Actually, that could be a legitimate
the Christmas Light Strangler.
Yeah.
You'd see him coming, though, because the Christmas lights would be on somehow.
He just leaves the dead body and then plugs him in.
Plugs him in.
Classy.
They'll find the body.
Yeah. Matt?
My game of the year, the thing is, like, I've been playing so many retro games that, you know, on my emulator and streaming Pokemon Fire Red that I haven't played a lot of games from this year. Like, I would love to give it to Skyrim, but I haven't played much of Skyrim, so honestly, I'm going to have to give it to a game that is really a good game, and I think it really got overlooked. But I'm probably going to have to give it to L.A. Noire.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. Noire was awesome. It was probably the last current game that I actually played all the way through.
Nice.
Mortal Kombat 9 was close, too. I'm not a huge fighting game fan, but Mortal Kombat was fun and had so much stuff in it. The fact that any website would rate that lower than Marvel vs. Capcom is insane, because Marvel vs. Capcom was like 3 minutes long.
Mm.
And then like
replay value.
You gotta wait like 3 weeks in the second, like then an updated version would come out.
Yeah, or then you have to pay for DLC to get costumes that are already on the disc.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Capcom.
Yeah, I gotta give it to La Nore there.
And you know, everyone knows what mine's gonna be. Lego Harry Potter years 5 through 7. Yep, I got it.
Well, you went to the midnight release for that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Picked it up.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I really like Skyrim. Thanks for cutting me off.
Yeah, well, okay, I won't do it again. He's just looking at me.
Will you?
I'm not going to do it
okay.
again.
Okay, so I just hit 120 hours on Skyrim. So Matt's just staring me down now, just like, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, go on.
Okay.
Tread lightly, my friend.
So I just broke 120 hours mm-hmm. on Skyrim. It's been really fun. It has yet to disappoint me. Were you just waiting for a particular word? You were just like, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna fucking do that. I'm gonna interrupt him.
And then kind of off the board. I mean, because I feel half a step behind technology wise, at least with the phones. Like,
yeah.
I can't do anything with apps. I'm just going to take that half step back. And I was a really big fan of the redone Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the 3DS.
Nice.
I thought that was a really well-done game. And obviously wouldn't get as much hype as like a console game just because the 3DS already didn't sell well enough. But I think if you ever find yourself getting a 3DS, Ocarina of Time is definitely a must-have just because they redid every single panel of the game, like hand drawn everything, and just the motion sensor weight control, like the gyroscope on it, it's really helpful in the game. Super fun.
All right.
So.
Ain't it? No, oh, you thought I was gonna play the clip. All right. Whoa, we're gonna find out. I've played that clip more in this episode than I probably have just the entire rest of the year.
I think that's probably your most played drop right now.
Yeah, it's over past the good drop now.
Good. Good, 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 good.
No, there's no way it could pass that one. I played that one a ton. Especially on the prank call episode that comes out on Christmas Eve. I remixed a on-hold music
yeah.
with the good drop. And the yeah is in there too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not part of the music.
You kept fucking doing it, like, right when they took me off a hole, too.
Yeah, well, they couldn't hear it.
I know, but I could. Yeah. I couldn't hear what they said. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, I mean, you just have to work with the environment.
Yeah, well, why don't you get over it, you pansy? I'm going to keep hitting yeah, and you better hear them. Otherwise, they're going to know it's a prank call.
Run, bitch, run. It's a prank call. Run. Right. Run, bitch. So that will do it for a year in review. You just heard all the stuff that we wanted to reminisce over.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, and thanks for listening. That's why you won an award.
Yeah. Aww. I hope to see all of you guys, all apparently 37 of you, because that's the only amount that like us on Facebook.
Now you got to be careful there. If someone likes us between recording and when this drops, you'd be completely wrong.
37-ish.
37-ish.
And or around 30.
That'd be great if we had like 8,000 by the time this came out. You were still off.
I was just like, nope, not even close. We had like 96. Like, shit.
Or we have zero.
That'd be sad.
It could be bad, too. We wouldn't even like our own page.
Sad panda.
You know, and I'd have to take all the fake ones off.
Well, I mean, that's only like four, right?
Five.
Five? Yeah, whatever.
Well, there's five from me, four fake ones. So, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean... I appreciate all 37 of you who like our Facebook page, and I hope to see you next year.
We do appreciate everyone that doesn't like the Facebook page and still listens, but we would love it if you liked the Facebook page. We love all our listeners.
I don't actually know how many listeners we do have because there's only 37 likes. I mean, it could just be those 37 people who keep listening over and over again, and that ups our hits.
So. Yeah. If our hits are anything to go by, then those people listen a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty weird.
We have pretty devoted fans.
We only have 37 fans, but they fucking love us.
We're like a goddamn messiah.
We just walk out like,
But, yes, thank you for listening. We'll be even stronger in 2012.
Stronger, better,
faster.
Justice.
Justice. And
gooder.
And
all right, well, thanks for listening.
Yes.
Have a nice rest of the year.
Yes, have a nice year. Have a great 2012. Remember, like the Facebook page, email us 3@combopodcast.gmail.com. Seriously, love to hear from you guys. We would read your emails on the air. We would even say, like, even if you were like, I have a relationship question, we would totally read that on the air. We'd give you advice.
We may censor the N-word.
Well, yeah,
maybe. I don't know. What?
Naggers?
I think he means Nutella.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, so that's going to do it for our year in review. So for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.